USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Hogan Gidley says President Trump is not going to release his tax returns.
Look, as I understand it, the president's pretty clear. Once he's out of audit, he'll think about doing it, but he's not inclined to do so at this time. He turned over hundreds of pages of a financial disclosure form during the campaign. Everyone knows he's a very successful billionaire. He's had a lot of success in the business world, but people see what he's been able to accomplish.
Gidley was speaking there on Fox News. Now, House Democrats have gave the IRS until 5 p.m. Eastern time to hand over the president's tax returns.
Today's suit enables us to make sure that those consequences are decided in a court of law, not on a cable news network, not in an interview on a TV station.
Attorney Greg Kula is saying why the Osandario brothers are suing actor Jussie Smollett for defamation. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
The Supreme Court has agreed to review a case that would redefine the word sex in federal law to mean gender identity. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
This case stems from a Michigan funeral home discharging an employee who refused to comply with a sex-specific dress code when a biologically male employee wanted to wear a female uniform. John Bursch, former Solicitor General of Michigan, explains the case.
What this case is about is what the federal government meant in 1964 when it enacted a bill that prohibits sex discrimination and whether sex can be replaced with gender identity by the judicial branch rather than by Congress.
I'm John Clemens.
Retailer Kohl's is announcing it's going to accept Amazon returns in all of its stores across the country starting in July. Kohl's currently has 100 stores that are already accepting returns, but the retailer will now offer that option to more than 1,000 locations across the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
The Stroke, a publication of the American Heart Association, recently did a study that says drinking diet soda can lead to an increased risk of a stroke, coronary artery disease, and death in women over the age of 50. The study says that women who consume two or more artificially sweetened beverages a day were 23% more likely to have a stroke. Now, Dr. Ian K. Smith is author of a new book titled Clean and Lean, and he says you should avoid diet soda as well. He points out other reasons why diet soda is not good for you.
The first problem with diet soda is the artificial sweeteners. So artificial sweeteners can be up to 200 times sweeter than actual sugar. And the sweetness, of course, makes you want sweeter substances even more. So, yeah, you're drinking soda with no calories, but it has all these artificial ingredients in there that are causing you to want sugar even more. So you become more sugar searching than you would have been otherwise. The other problem with diet soda is that people think, well, if I'm going to drink diet soda and I'm not having calories, then I can splurge and have double orders of French fries. So they end up trying to make up the calories they're saving in the diet soda with other food substances, and they tend to overindulge. And the last thing is that studies have shown that a tremendous consumption of diet soda could actually lead to something called a metabolic syndrome. So you know, diet soda not allowed on Clean and Lean because it has all these other types of impacts on those who are drinking it. It's not about the calories. It's about all the artificial ingredients.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.